hotel to stay in, the Driftwood Inn had plenty of vacancies. This was a problem because Jenna had mouths to feed, people depending on her, including her ex-husband, struggling artist Damien Petty, who wasn't struggling nearly as much as he deserved to be thanks to the transitional spousal support Jenna paid him every month. More important, she was responsible for her daughter Sabrina and her great aunt. When she wasn't in the office with her friend and right-hand woman Courtney Moore, or helping their lone maid Coral clean rooms, Jenna was working the kinks out of sore muscles. It was a good thing she'd been a massage therapist, BM, before Motel. It would give her something to fall back on while money was tight. And it sure was. The next summer's tourist season seemed a long way off. But today was Monday, the beginning of a new week, and this week looked promising. She had clients booked for massages Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and the Driftwood Inn had guests arriving on Friday afternoon, which meant they had a reservation for one room in the motel with 20. That left 17 to fill, as two were permanently taken. And of those two, they were only getting money for one. Pete Long, the useless old coot who pretended to be a handyman, paid nothing and did as little as possible to earn his keep. The other room was occupied by Seth Waters, who had proven to be a lot more handy. Unlike cranky old Pete, Seth paid for his room in addition to helping out, and Jenna was glad to have him around. Gorgeous, with muscles growing muscles. Smart and a hard worker. He was also a good listener. And a great kisser. But not so good at commitment. Jenna supposed it was understandable considering his past. A rash but noble decision had landed him in prison, and he was easing back into his life with leery caution. Which was just as well, Jenna kept telling herself. After her disastrous marriage to the artist who'd made an art out of cheating, she didn't need to rush into love. Although, if ever there was a man who made a woman think about rushing, it was Seth. Or Brody Green, successful realtor and the other man in her life. As a friend. A friend who'd like to be friends with benefits. And she could easily imagine the benefits Brody could offer. Yes, she'd kissed him too, thanks to too much to drink at dinner, followed by a sunset on the beach with Mr. Suave. Both divorced, both with kids, they had things in common, and Brody was fun to hang out with, but she needed to focus on managing the motel, which was a heck of a lot easier to manage than her love life. Except it currently had 17 rooms that needed filling. Things were bound to pick up, Jenna assured herself, as she walked across the parking lot from Aunt Edie's house, where she and her daughter Sabrina also lived, to the motel office. There was plenty to do on a Monday. Catch up on paperwork, post some new pictures on Instagram, add a new Aunt Edie culinary creation to the Facebook page, blog about the great weather they were having down at the beach. It's still sunny, come one, come all. She'd just gotten into the office when Coral pulled up in her dad's truck. Coral was only working part-time, very part-time, more like barely any time since they didn't have any reservations. She was a sweet girl, 19 and trying to earn money for college. Jenna wished she could give Coral more hours, but it looked like they were stuck limping along until summer. Hi, she greeted the girl. This is a surprise. I didn't expect you in today.
I know.
Coral bit her lip. Uh-oh. What's up? As if Jenna couldn't guess.
I'm giving my 2 weeks' notice. I'm sorry, she added, looking as if she'd just confessed to shoplifting. It's just that, well, I need to be making more money.
Didn't they all? I understand, Jenna said. I wish we had more work for you.
Me too.
I'll be happy to give you a good reference.
Oh, you don't have to. I already have a job.
You do? Where? Coral's cheeks turned red as a stoplight.
The Oyster Inn?
Which was booked solid pretty much all year long. Jenna nodded and forced a smile, told herself not to be jealous of Patricia White's